All right, folks, we are looking at lesson 12 today. We're going to continue in our discussion of marriage and singleness. So this will be part two. We're going to focus in on 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 17 through the end of the chapter, verse 40. And so Paul is going to continue in his discussion. Now, in the first section, verses 17 to 24, we're going to see that Paul diverts away from marriage and singleness by, it seems, going to another completely different topic. But what we're going to see is actually it's a topic that's connected to the overall issue of marriage and singleness. So here's what Paul writes in verse 17. Only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him, and to which God has called him. This is my rule in all the churches. Was anyone at the time of his call already circumcised? Let him not seek to remove the marks of circumcision. Was anyone at the time of his call uncircumcised? Let him not seek circumcision. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but keeping the commandments of God. Each one should remain in the condition in which he was called. Were you a bondservant when called? Do not be concerned about it, but if you can gain your freedom, avail yourself of the opportunity. For he who was called in the Lord as a bondservant is a freedman of the Lord. Likewise, he who was free when called is a bondservant of Christ. You were bought with a price. Do not become bondservants of men. So, brothers, in whatever condition each was called, let him remain with God. All right, so he's going to talk about God's calling here. And I know what you're saying, George. What does this really have to do with the issue of marriage and singleness? Well, let's take a look at what he's saying here. So in verse 17, he's going to give us a general principle. And basically,